I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Over the weekend, Richland Center lost to Lodi Saturday night in boys basketball, 77-53. Cuba City 71-42 over Bangor. It was Waverly-Shell Rock, Iowa defeating Prairie du Chien 79-33. Southwestern edge North Crawford 55-53. And Kickapoo over Wabino-Leona in boys basketball 55-39. Those among the games on Saturday. It was the Kickapoo girls edging Wabino-Leona on Saturday, 38-37. And Lancaster got by New Glarus, 50-46. Platteville, 48. Reedsburg, 32. On tonight's area girls basketball schedule, in fact, it's a boys-girls doubleheader at Ithaca. Brookwood travels to take on the Bulldogs. Platteville at Mount Horeb, Westby at GET, Argyle-Pecatonica at River Valley, East Dubuque at Potosi-Cassville, Mineral Point at Belleville, Wisconsin Heights at Poinette. In boys basketball, Darlington at New Glarus, Platteville at Mount Horeb. It's also Judah at Barneveld, Potosi at Belmont, Luther at Cashton, Benton at River Ridge, Cassville at Highland. Dodgeville visits Viroqua, New Lisbon at Tri-County. Wanewoc Center with a makeup game at Pittsville tonight. Riverdale travels to Weston, and Black River Falls plays here in Richland Center against the Hornets. Richland Center has had a busy schedule. After suffering losses to Dodgeville and Lodi, they'll look to bounce back tonight. We'll have a game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with a pregame time around 7:15. River Valley with action going on tonight, and in fact, over the weekend, their teams were very busy. They had a wrestling duel with Lancaster, in which they lost on Friday night. JV state qualifier Bradley Loomis from River Valley went 1-2 Saturday at the JV state tournament. River Valley Barneveld gymnastics team scored a 106-425 in the Tammy Effinger Memorial Invite at Westby. Junior Jenna Cox completed in the vault for the first time and scored a 6-8. She also got personal bests at 2.2 on the bars and 5-3 on the beam. Junior McKenna Histed with a season PR of 7-5 on the vault. Freshman Presley Montre with a season high score of 8.3 on vault. Also junior Ella Donald had a career high score of 4-6 on the bars. Senior Alexa Rincon had a career PR of 4.95 on beam. And junior Ella Prohaska with a season PR of 7-4 on the floor. The Richland Center wrestling team will be back with lots of action coming up this week, getting ready for the upcoming postseason, which starts with the conference clash on February 8th. Tomorrow night, they'll be involved in a duel. I talked to head coach Silas Coleman about that.
Tuesday in Riverdale at a quad. Friday, we have a home duel. And then Saturday, we're heading up to Cashton, so that kind of kicks us off into that postseason time leading up into conference and then obviously regionals.
How's the team doing in the wrestling room? Are you kind of showing some improvement?
I've been really happy with what I've been seeing here lately, and I talked about it before, but it's just like finding those little things that we need to work on each week. We spend a lot of time lately just spending those moments that we can working on those little things, and kids have been really good at looking at their film and finding those things they need to work on. But overall, I've been really pleased with what we've been seeing.
Are you getting healthier?
Yeah, I think that everyone's finally starting to get over any colds or sicknesses that they may have had there for a while. So that's kind of going away. And then obviously just working through those kind of middle to end of the season, nicks and dings that we're getting. I'm just trying to work through those things. But otherwise, we're fairly healthy.
That is Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman. His team will be at Riverdale coming up on Tuesday evening. Church Lake Volleyball resumes its schedule tonight. 7 o'clock, Beulah Wesleyan 1 plays 5 Points Lutheran. 7:45, Avoca Bible 2 takes on Grace Community 1. Richland Baptist Temple 3 plays Free Methodist 2 at 8:30. 9:15, St. John's and Richland Baptist Temple 1 will meet in Church Lake Volleyball Monday night action at the Richland Center Community Center. Bowling scores from over the weekend in youth bowling for the girls. High series was Jocelyn Adams, 539. Abby Weigel had a 258. Jocelyn Adams' top game was 214. Abby Weigel's was 91. The top series for boys, Caden Keller, a 599. Kyle Schettinger with a 552. Thomas Friel, a 543. Top game, Kyle Schettinger with a 236. Caden Keller, a 217. And Thomas Friel, a 199 in youth bowling from over the weekend. The Badger men's basketball team did a lot of damage from long range Sunday, beating the Nebraska Cornhuskers 83-55. Wisconsin hit 14 of 31 three-pointers, and guard John Tanjay scored a game-high 27. The Badgers have made more than 14 trays only twice in program history. The home team delighted the Kohl Center crowd by starting the Big Ten Conference game with a 19-2 run. Wisconsin will take its 16-4 record, 6-3 in conference games on the road to Maryland for a game coming up on Wednesday evening. Here is Coach Greg Gard.
We'll have some nice box meals for us, I'm sure, Tuesday afternoon when we fly to Maryland, stay in a good hotel. We're flying around playing basketball. There's much more difficult things in life that you could be doing than changing time zones playing basketball. So I don't make a big deal out of it because I don't think it's a big deal. Go play. Where do they want us to play next? All right, we'll be there.
Coach Gard talked about the team's offense.
From an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now, defensively we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively we were hovering in the 50s, and we need to continue to grow that and get better defensively.
Elsewhere, yesterday in major basketball, it was number 17, Illinois over Northwestern, 83-74. In the NBA, Oklahoma City over Portland, 118-108. Packer offensive coordinator Ann Obstinovich has been interviewed for the same position with the Seattle Seahawks. CBS Sports reports the surprising development. It's surprising because the move would be lateral for Green Bay's 41-year-old offensive play caller. Dairyland Express reports that the Packers rated fifth in the NFL with an average of 6.1 yards per play. If he moves on it, it would be a loss for the youthful offense in Green Bay. For the third straight year, the Packers have been shut out for top NFL individual awards. Finalists were announced last week. The last time a Green Bay Packer player or coach was honored was after the 2021 season, when quarterback Aaron Rodgers was named MVP and head coach Matt LaFleur finished second for Coach of the Year. Their biggest oversight appears to be rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, who was not a finalist for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, although he played in fewer than half of his team's snaps. Cooper topped the finalists in tackles, also tackles for loss, and interceptions. He also tied for first with 4 turnovers created. Yesterday in football, Patrick Mahomes accounted for 3 touchdowns, and the Chiefs' defense held up against the Bills 32-29. Saquon Barkley had 118 yards and 3 scores, leading the Eagles to soar 55-23 over the Washington Commanders. Brewer broadcasting legend Bob Uecker was laid to rest during a private family ceremony, followed by a burial on Friday. His family issued a statement of gratitude for the well wishes and sympathy received from the public. The Journal Sentinel reports that plans are being made for a public celebration of life this summer. Uecker died at the age of 90 earlier this month. The Wisconsin men's hockey team earned a 5-4 come-from-behind win on Friday and skated to a 4-4 tie against Michigan on Saturday, taking 4 of a possible 6 points in the Big Ten standings on the weekend. They finished the 4-game season series with 8 out of a possible 12 points over the Wolverines. Michigan did secure the extra point on Saturday night by winning a shootout. Here's Coach Mike Hastings.
The thing that I'll say is, again, this team and continues to prove itself that we won't go away. And so to be able, again, be down by what we were and fight back and find a way, and again being down 4-3 and Dexie getting his first one, I'm getting 4 out of 6 points. It isn't a Mona Lisa, fellas, but it sure isn't bad.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Radio Sports.